Time for the latest election news now. The spokesman for Iran's Guardian Council says the body may consider the physical condition of presidential hopefuls in its approval process. Abbas Ali Kadkhodayi also says if a hopeful acts against the principles of the Islamic Republic, his qualifications will not be approved. Kadkhodayi insists that the Guardian Council will act independently in approving the hopefuls and will not be affected by any group or political party. The Guardian Council is expected to announce the list of the approved candidates on Tuesday. Well, in the run-up to the presidential and city council elections, media outlets have been busy carrying out polls to gauge public opinion ahead of the next voting in Iran. According to new opinion polls by Iranian media outlets, the majority of respondents in Tehran say they will definitely take part in the elections. The poll was conducted over the phone on more than 4,000 respondents aged 18 and older. Over 60% have said they will vote and 11% say they will not. Some 28% have also said they're still undecided on how they'll vote. Iran has a population of around 75 million, with more than half being under 35 years old. Back in 2007, the voting age was raised to 18 years. Young voters and swing voters have always been critical in Iran's elections. Another principalist hopeful drops his bid for Iran's presidency as the Guardian Council is busy shortlisting the approved candidates. Lawmaker Mohammad Hassan Abu Turabi Fard has issued a statement confirming that he is no longer in the race. Earlier, former Foreign Ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmanparast and the elder brother of the incumbent president, Davood Ahmadinejad, withdrew from the election. They've all sent letters to inform the Guardian Council of their decisions to quit the race. Abu Turabi Fard made the decision after receiving a letter from 200 lawmakers urging him to withdraw. Well, as ever, Press TV's Gisu Misha Ahmadi is with me here live in the studio to share with us all the latest information. Gisu, good to see you again. We'll start with this last piece of news that we had. The candidates who've said they're going to withdraw, Gisu, we don't have in our news the reasons why they're going to withdraw, what they've said, if they've had any statements. What more can you tell us?
Well, actually, they haven't been giving very clear reasons, and some of them haven't even dropped out in favor of another candidate or because they want to support another candidate. But in the newspapers, we have a lot of articles about observers trying to find out why and what the reasons behind these things are.
So you've got newspapers for us today.
Exactly. As far as the principalist newspapers are going, Homa, since the list that you mentioned is going to be released tomorrow, we don't see any speculations anymore. There is more about how candidates have to abide by the law and observe the law, which means in case they are considered not qualified to run as presidential candidates, they should go through the legal means in order to find out why and eventually accept what the Guardian Council has asked them. So as you can see in this principalist newspaper, that's what they're asking in the main article.
Does that mean they can actually object if they are disqualified?
They do. They do have the chance. Actually, Homa, the list is going to be released tomorrow, but is going to be confidential and it will be released to the Interior Ministry. The Interior Ministry has 48 hours to make the list public and announce it to the Iranians. The Interior Ministry, in quite an unprecedented move, has decided to invite the candidates who are on that list in order to tell them the do's and don'ts. And this is actually why we see one of these newspapers, the reformist paper, Shahr, giving a whole article to this, because this is quite an unprecedented move from the Interior Ministry. We've never had that before. They will be asking the candidates to come in and they will be telling them about the do's and don'ts of the elections. Now, if you're considering what those do's and don'ts may be, it's probably about the mechanism of how things are going to be working. We know that the election law was amended by the parliament a few months ago. We have the executive boards now, which are also also monitoring the elections. So there are quite a bit of changes considering as far as the elections are going. There are also the city and village council elections, which are being held at the same time. So the Interior Ministry is going to be quite busy on June 14th. It's not surprising that we see articles like that. As I told you, as far as principalist papers are going, we don't see much about the elections and the headlines, but we do have small articles, as you mentioned yourself, speculations about why Mr. Abu Turabi Fard had to or decided to actually drop out from the race. Then we have another article in this principalist paper about Mr. Mohsen Rezaei, who says, this time I am not going to pull out of the race in favor of anyone. But then in the reformist papers, it's all about the elections. Now, they are putting all their efforts to do whatever they can in order to make sure that they can attract as many votes as they can. We know that the reformists haven't been successful in the previous elections, the parliamentary elections that was held last year, and also the 2009 presidential elections.
Just a quick jump into what you just said there. Is it certain now who the reformist candidate and who the major principalist candidate is going to be, or is it too soon to say?
It is very too soon to say right now, because Homa, as we've been contacting different offices, we've been talking to them, everything is on hold because no one knows who will be on that final list. And everything depends on that. The political lineup will actually be more clear tomorrow when the Guardian Council will release that list. And it's just too soon for anyone to make any moves. Again, there's another reformist paper. Now, this one specifically belongs to Mr. Kavo Kibion, who is among the leading reformist candidates. And he has dedicated a full article about his plans for the next administration if he becomes president. Again, another reformist paper with Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani on the front page. As I said, there's a lot of talks about trying to attract as many votes as they can. Now, we know that the principalists are trying to do the opposite. So here we have a full article about Mr. Hashemi and a number of parliament members who have written a letter to the Guardian Council.
And you do mention Hashemi there. Just we heard Mr. Kat Khodai saying that we're going to consider physical conditions. Could that be some kind of a reference?
That is that could be, that could actually mean Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani. It could also mean Mr. Abu Turabi Fard. We don't know who exactly the Guardian Council has in mind. But, you know, there were nearly 700 people signing up, and there were a lot of people who were also
quite old.
But Mr. Hashemi Rafsanjani is among the leading figures. That's why the spotlight is mostly on him. But anyways, as I said, here we have a letter from the parliament members to the Guardian Council, asking the Guardian Council to consider him as a strong candidate. We had 100 other parliamentary members who had written a letter before that to the Guardian Council against Mr. Hashemi. So that's why, you know, if the Guardian Council is saying today that we are not considering any of these politics and we're only considering Article 115, this is what they're referring to. They're saying that these letters are not going to influence us. Now, we also have another reformist paper with a full article about Mr. Lang Karani, who is the front runner for the Perseverance Front of the Principalists.
We've just heard, Kisu, that he's given a statement and he's said that he's going to withdraw in favor of Mr. Jalili, is that right?
Well, this is not certain yet. We're going to have to wait and see. As I said, everyone is waiting for that final list to come out. But because there are so many speculations about who may be on that final list, this might affect some of the candidates. Hamshahri, which belongs to Tehran municipality, has not written anything about, they've preferred to completely sideline the elections right now, one day ahead of that crucial list coming out. And Kayhan, of course, a leading principalist newspaper, is mostly focusing on how the West is trying to influence the Iranian election. Well, it was not exactly the best experience in 2009, and we know how Western media played with the whole issue. And this is what Kayhan has been doing for the past few days, focusing on how Western media and the West will be trying to affect Iranian elections. They have cited different officials, American officials, and also American newspapers about why Iranian elections are important for them, why they are paying close attention, and who they would prefer to see as Iran's next president, because they believe that person would be easier to deal with.
Thank you very much, Gisumisha Ahmadi, with us here again with all the latest on elections. So, Gisu, I guess tomorrow will be the crucial day when a lot of things will become clear. Gisumisha Ahmadi, thank you very much.
Still, I have to tell you that the Interior Ministry has 48 hours, and we're not quite sure if we will get our hands on that list. We will try our best to do so.
Hopefully. Thank you very much, Gisumisha Ahmadi, your correspondent with us here in the studio. Don't forget, everyone, you can get all the latest election news and updates on Iran's upcoming presidential election, of course, by logging on to our website, presstv.ir. You can find a special section on our website devoted to the presidential vote, Iran election 2013. Press TV has been and will be covering this year's election news with plenty of facts and figures and useful information about Iran's election process.